Walking Dead series by The Verdict Fit. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 15, entitled Something They Need. It was written by Corey Reed and directed by Michael Slavis. Michael has worked on shows such as Game of Thrones, The Path, Law & Order, SVU.
Great resume.
Yes, very good resume.
And he's only worked on two episodes of The Walking Dead, right?
Yep, only this is his second episode of The Walking Dead.
Do you know the first one?
I tried to look it up, but no, I do not. But I remember him, I believe, from the Game of Thrones episodes he did.
All right. And this was a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
So he did a very, very, very good job.
Yes, he did. So you liked the episode then?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, same here. Even after watching it a second time and doing our instant cast, I still enjoyed the episode. So we'll go ahead and get to it. We're going to do our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then an award and a prediction. First on our likes is the walkers. We had walkers at the beginning of the episode, and then when Rick and crew in the Oceanside killed the other walkers.
Right.
Those were the grossest, nastiest looking walkers ever. And I say props to the show because they did a really good job.
Right. They had seaweed. They had like saltwater damage.
Ew, so it was gross.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. It reminded me of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. Same here. The second time when they were fighting them up close with the Oceanside people, the second time I had to close my eyes. I was like, it's just too gross to look. But I'm like, good job, whoever did the makeup. Good job.
Yeah, but I like that play on it where the Oceanside have different walkers, different looking walkers.
I know.
Than, say, the Hilltop.
I guess based on how long they've been in the water or
right.
Whatever the weather conditions are or just the environment conditions changes how the walker looks. So that's kind of cool that they even take that in consideration.
But a bigger like to me is the whole opening scene. When it came on, if, like you said, seeing the Oceanside walkers, That was amazing. I even like Enid asking Carl, do you think about the people you kill?
Yeah, and I didn't get that part of the conversation when she asked him that. And then at the end he said, I also think about the people I didn't kill. Does he mean that he regrets the people that he didn't kill, or is it the people that he's lost that he didn't kill?
No, since he said it after they left Oceanside, I'm thinking that he really feels good about the people he didn't kill. Like, remember when they went in Oceanside, they thought they may have to kill people if they didn't give up.
Okay.
But by him leaving and him looking at her and saying, I also think about the people I didn't kill, I'm thinking that he feels good about the people he didn't kill.
Okay.
Like, he think about the people he killed often, but it feels good to go in somewhere and not have to kill anybody.
All right. Carl, I don't know what they're doing with Carl's character. I mean, he hasn't had that many lines in the last few episodes, or either he hasn't been in the episodes or he had 0 to 1 line. So I don't know if they're calming his character down, but we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Man, he probably gets all type of shit off the camera.
Yeah.
Well, we don't see him. He out hunting.
Yeah, fighting.
Killing saviors.
Fight. Yeah. All right, next on the list is Rapey Dave's death. Rape is pretty serious. I don't blame Negan for killing him, but I was surprised that he did it because I was like, I don't know. You guys do so much horrible shit to people. And your wives, do you really think they're there because they love you? But I liked it. It was just a cool death scene.
Right. And when Negan asked Rapey Dave, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he cut him off.
He said, what the hell are you doing here? And he's like, do you really think I needed you to answer that?
Right.
Yeah, I like that as well. That was funny.
You were going to rape this woman, weren't
you? Yeah.
Negan and his rules. Rape is against the rules, y'all.
Yeah. You can kill. You can murder. You can, like, beat up and bully and steal from people.
Which I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad. I guess you got to have some. Every place, every society has their own rules. Whether some things be like, wait, how's that not against the rules? And others are like, you know, some people, I don't know if they still do today, but like, you know, like you steal and you get your hand cut off. I don't know if they do that in any society, but you know, that was the rules way back.
But you know, Negan giving him the name Rapey Davey.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
I liked it. All right, so when Negan asked Sasha, you know, was Rick involved in this? And then Sasha's like, Rick, your bitch? No. I like that. Like, I was like, damn, it felt so disrespectful, like, for her to call Rick a bitch. But at the same time, it was true. Like, no. Because as far as Sasha knows, Rick is not involved in doing something. But she does know Rick is trying to do something. He just isn't moving as fast as she would have liked.
And I think she didn't want to put that the spotlight on Rick.
Right, right, of course. She's keeping that.
She didn't want Negan to go to war early.
Yeah.
She wanted to wait till Rick get prepared.
And in this case, that's where he should have said, do you really expect me to answer for you to answer that? Because what was he going to ask? What was she going to say? Yes, they're coming for you next. Like, come on.
You're right. But you know what? Going back to Rapey Davy, when he asked Sasha, do you remember me? And he said, I'm the one who handed the guys the rope to tie you up.
I know. He was trying. It sounded like he was trying to sound relevant.
Trying to sound important. Like, yeah. I'm the guy who had the rope. Yeah. For the time. But I think Rapey Davy was actually a rapist before this. Because when he told her he was the guy with the rope, and then he said, I always keep rope with me. You never know how you can use it, how many ways you can use it.
Right.
They let me know that Rapey Davy been doing this for a minute.
Yeah, he was probably a rapist beforehand, so he had it coming. And actually, when it showed Sasha tied up, I was like, oh, the knots. You know how Rosita was teaching her how to tie knots the night before? I thought that was going to come back. So it may still come back, but we'll see what happens. Or maybe when I don't know. I don't want to say too much, but for next week's episode, maybe she might tie knots for Negan, but really not tie them good. I don't know. Who knows? But
and a huge like for us is Maggie taking control of Hilltop. She is the boss lady.
She is. I loved it. Like when she had to save, well, before even she saved Gregory, when she's teaching what I kept calling him whenever we watched is young Khal Drogo. Because that guy looked like he could be a young Khal Drogo or like a young Khal Drogo brother. Even I kind of even got love vibes when I didn't even go there. I was like, could this be?
Oh, there you go.
Baby Maggie's stepdaddy. Because
y'all always looking for the hookup.
For some reason, I got love vibes. But she was helping him and she was encouraging him. She was doing what a good leader does. And then even going further, when she had to kill, or excuse me, when she had to save Gregory from being killed by the walkers.
She didn't have to save Gregory. Gregory done this plenty of times before.
No, but most people, even Rick, would probably make him feel like shit. Because it's like 3 years later in the zombie apocalypse and you still can't fight.
I think she's kind of passive aggressive. Like, don't worry, he never killed a walker before. Yeah, you know, that's like a stab to the chest.
No, I think it was being encouraging and not trying to make him feel like shit. Because she was like, you know, don't feel bad. She wasn't making him feel bad about it. We've all had to do it our first time. Like, she's not acting like she's just so good or she doesn't remember her first kill. I'm pretty sure if we go back to season two when we met Maggie, she was scared as hell to kill a walker.
But Gregory killed plenty of walkers, though. Well, according to the way he told the people,
we've learned that was a lie. So but I just thought it just made me like Maggie even more. Maggie's never been a character I cared for, I didn't like or dislike. I just had really no feel. I didn't feel anything about her character, but now I'm liking her, seeing her in this leadership role, seeing her I could see her being such a good mom because she's so positive and patient and just reassuring. And I'm liking what they're doing with her character.
I agree. Negan giving Sasha options. One, you can use the blade on me, but he had higher ground. He let her know that. Two, you could use it on Rapey Davy. But it was funny when he said, so Rapey Davy won't come back the dead alive.
Yeah, I like that.
Or you could use it on yourself.
Or you could wait for Rapey Davy to wake up and just bite you to pieces.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, which is like, okay, we know she's not going to choose that option.
Which option would you have chosen?
The only option that there is to choose is kill Rapey Dave when he came back, like she did.
I don't know. Although Negan had the higher ground, I would have took out a kneecap or something.
I was thinking, can she cut at the ankle? You know, isn't there like something there you can cut at the ankle? And
say like one of the biggest veins in your body?
Yeah, but I understood now was not her chance. Even though she was willing to die, she should have did it, but that beating of the bat would have been really bad.
It would only last a second. I mean, she was willing to sacrifice herself. She thought it was going to be easy, like Negan said. Oh, you thought it was going to be over with. You thought you were going to just come in and we were just going to kill you. No, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
But if she really wanted to sacrifice herself, she should have disabled Negan. She may not have been able to kill him, but she could have, you know, had a quick nice dab to the groin or something.
I think there's one thing when you think you're going to go in and you're going to die by a gunshot, a bullet, and you'll be dead in seconds rather than, like, getting beat up or tortured to death. That's something, a whole different mindset. You're going to have to really go through and be like, okay, I'm willing to just... It's one thing to die quickly, but to die painfully, I don't know. It's just, that's harder to make that choice.
Right. So what did you feel about Maggie calling Gregory out about Dr. Carson?
Oh, saying, like, are you going to get him back?
Saying, oh, I thought you were going to get him back. Or is that something you were telling us?
Yeah, I mean, that was the only part. And it's not that I disliked it. But at the same time, I was thinking, Maggie, come on. Like, can you go get Dr. Carson back? Yeah, we'll get Dr. Carson back when this is all over. But I don't really feel that Gregory had any wiggle room to get him back.
But I'm saying that's why she's passive aggressive. Like, she said it calm when he said, what are you still doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, they took our doctor. And she was like, oh, well, I thought you was going to get him back.
yeah, okay.
Or is that something you told us?
Yeah, okay.
I think she knew he wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
So I like Maggie's calmness, but I do think she was taking shots at him. And that's why he was all in his feelings.
Right.
Like, I'm going to get you.
right. I can't believe he was about to kill her. And even going back to that scene when she had to save him, and afterwards when his people walked up, and she's like, you know, that was his first one, and like, that's not what he told us. It's like they have completely lost all respect for Gregory. Because they're saying
he's not a respectable person.
They're saying this right in front of him at that. But at the same time, it's building camaraderie. It's building morale. Like, the Hilltop people are becoming stronger. You know? We see, yeah. Look at them. They're outside of the fence. We would have never seen them outside of the fence, like, last season.
You're right.
So I really appreciate, sometimes, I don't know, a mutual hate for something can bring people together. Next on the likes list is, and it's actually a like and a dislike at the same time, and that's Alexandria and Oceanside killing the walkers. Well, not the bigger story, but them actually just shooting at the walkers. So I really like that scene, seeing them shoot the walkers.
Seeing them come together?
Yeah, seeing them come together and everyone was like in line. But then I was like, well, why are they using all, I mean, I don't want to get up close to these bullets, but I've seen Rick and Michonne each kill like 10 walkers on their own. And there's like 20 of you guys lined up, maybe 20, 30 walkers. Why were you wasting bullets? Why didn't they go in hand-to-hand combat when those walkers were coming?
Well, I think it's easier to go hand-to-hand when it's only you two. You don't have to worry about saving anyone else. But when there's so many people around, you just want to take the walkers out as fast as possible. Okay. Remember, they were still trying to protect the ladies.
Okay. Well, yeah. We'll get to that. That's on my dislikes list. But all right, what you got next?
Well, just Rachel, period. I love Rachel this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where she learned this level of savagery from.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She's a super savage. I wonder if they have, like, plays there. Because, you know, they don't have... I don't want to... Like, where's she learning this at?
Well, she's growing up differently than kids today. Or, you know, even somewhat of what Carl grew up. Carl, you know, he was about 10 or 8 when The Walking Dead happened. Rachel, seeing how old she is now, she's, like, 11. Let's say 10 or 11, maybe 12. So she was really young. So the mannerisms and, I don't want to use the word home training, but things of that sort, like the ways you would teach your kids how to act and how to talk back to adults, like, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. You know, that shit has gone out the window. Like, it doesn't exist. And I'm not saying she didn't get any of it. And I'm not saying what she's doing is wrong, but it's a whole different society than how we're thinking in our head, like just normal kid behavior. You know?
Okay. You know, I know they don't have television, but I thought maybe they're having plays, maybe rated R plays.
I don't see how they don't have I mean, we see Saviors have entertainment. Like, there's portable DVDs with batteries that they can watch movies and stuff on, you know. I don't know. I think back to I Am Legend when he was watching Shrek over and over and over again. He somehow, yeah. You know, had a TV with him.
All right. Another like, and this is a funny like to me. Rachel kicking a walker and a nutty buddy, and a walker falling to his knees before she stabbed him in the head.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that scene. It was so funny to me because I'm like, man, the Walking Dead don't give a damn anymore.
I didn't mind the walker falling. I don't think he fell because he was in pain. I think he fell because it was just a natural reaction. I don't know why I'm using the word natural when it comes to walkers. But it's like, you know, you can push a walker down and they could still fall. They'll get back up. They're not in pain.
So you saying you could knee a walker to his junk and he's just going to fall to his knees?
Yeah, because it was just the fact that that pressure, you could have kneed him in his junk, you could have kneed him in his knee, in his stomach.
The walker don't feel pressure?
No, but it would still, it's just like pushing it in a rock or whatever, like a tree. It would still have, it's just part of, I don't know if gravity is the right word, but it's just what it is.
You say it's just a natural reaction.
Yeah, it's that push, you know, force.
Whether dead or alive, if you get kicked right there, you falling.
Yeah, it's force. It's just regular force that happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sasha trying to play Negan. That was a big like. When he comes in and she says, okay, you win. But what was a bigger like is Negan said, no, you win.
You know, it's funny that you have that on your likes list. I kind of had it as a dislike. And it was not a show dislike. It was more of a character dislike, as in Negan really thinks, like, he's so overconfident that he thinks he can recruit anybody. Like,
this dude worked for Google.
But it's like, you really think Sasha, he's like, yeah, we're heading in the right direction. Like, what direction? She has not swayed a bit. Like, you're overconfident in your recruiting abilities, dude.
I mean, he's just trying to keep his stock up.
Yeah, but it's not working with her.
But just her trying to play him. You saw how easy it was for Eugene to say, I am Negan, and that's it. All right, you coming with me. Here, take this gun. Mm-hmm. But with Sasha, he knows she's a different character, different type of person. Most likely she is playing him, which we know she's playing him.
Right, right.
And, you know, we had a whole bunch of likes, but we couldn't name them all. You know, couldn't write them all. But a really big like for me is Daryl trying to kick Dwight's ass. That was a huge like for me. Because I was like, get him, get him. Because you had to think about it. Dwight stole Daryl's whole style. There can only be one Daryl. He got Daryl clothes. He has his motorcycle. He has Daryl bow.
He's trying to get the Daryl hair look, too.
Yeah, he's trying to get the little natural greasy hair, the sweat hair. I mean, he took Daryl whole style. I think Daryl is more mad about that. He's like, forget you beat me and tried to kill me. You know, you try to take my style now. And we know The Walking Dead. You know, once they get some character, they keep it with the same clothes on. And if they have the white with Daryl clothes on, they don't need Daryl anymore.
Right, right. So no, Daryl, they'll always need Daryl. But
so Daryl have to take him out.
I didn't have a problem with that scene, but it just once again reminded me, like, Daryl needs to calm the F down.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does. He's acting before thinking all the time. Like, get answers. What are we going to do, beat his ass and then try to get answers?
Yes.
No, but if you beat his ass too hard, he wouldn't even be able to talk. And it was just like, I don't know.
That's taking the Dwight approach, the Negan approach. Like, they didn't just try to get answers from Daryl. They beat Daryl. They tortured him.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be better than that. So, I don't know. I saw him getting mad, but I was like, chill the fuck out, Daryl. Like, you always acting without thinking.
I love that part, and I was rooting for Daryl. In fact, and I see, I didn't know which one was Daryl. I didn't know who was Daryl until he started fighting. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, that must be Daryl right there.
All right, now to our dislikes. This was a big dislike. Throughout the episode, even I just kept going back to this dislike and thinking about it. And this is Rick and crew robbing the Oceanside. They did what the saviors did to them. They brought fear to these people. These are women and children. They brought walkers. And who knows now what saviors may come, because they made all this noise. Like, you can't justify doing something. Like, you can always justify doing something, excuse me, but when is it ever going to stop? Next time we need this. And Rick should know this, because there's always going to be something you feel you have to do in order to win. Like, remember when the governor wanted Michonne and he was going to give Michonne up, but he didn't. And that was when Rick was still good. Now it's like, okay, well, we need walkers. We're going to go rob women and children and scare them half to death. And now these, like, they didn't even give a fuck that these kids were there. It was just so wrong on so many levels. And although I loved the whole thing from a show aspect, from a character aspect, it really disappointed me, because they come in, hey, we want this to be easy, like, all big and tough, and they have the women all down. Like, this is their home.
Well,
you can't come in their home.
Act like they didn't give them an option.
Whoa, an option? You don't come to somebody's house and give them an option. This is their place. You can't give them option. Come with me if you want to live. Like, come on, what is it? It was just weird. It was crazy. It really made me not like the Alexandria crew as much, because it's like, what's next? Next time you're going to kill someone because you feel you have to?
Yes. I agree with everything they did. They need guns. They need people. They need to wipe the saviors out, period. At any cost. And by us taking your guns, we're not only helping ourselves, we're helping you. You can come out of hiding. Even though you're in this little nice resort by the beach, you can still come out of hiding. You can go further.
That's their choice to hide. That's what they wanted to do. They weren't bothering anybody.
I mean, I look at our people, the people from Alexandria, Rick and our people, mm-hmm. as like the Justice League. You know what I'm saying? We're getting justice for you. We're getting revenge for you. They killed all your men. You don't have any men.
I'm thinking of them as, okay, so we are big Breaking Bad fans with Walter White. Spoiler if you don't know Breaking Bad. But, you know, when the show first starts, you're kind of on his side. You're on Walter's side. And you're like, okay, you know, he has to make these drugs to help his family. And then it's like each season this dude gets worse and worse to where he's doing shit that's inexcusable. And it's like, okay, it's you. You've helped your family. There's only so much I can say. Okay, I understand that. I understand. Excuse before it's like no. Now you're looking at Walter White and you're like, dude, you're the bad guy. And well, that's kind of how I'm looking at Alexandria.
This
now.
Is different. The first thing, you know, Rick's not a drug dealer.
At this point, that'd be better than what he's doing.
The second thing is Rick is not only trying to help himself; he's trying to help everyone. I mean, of course, what he's going to, but where are you going to go? How do you know how far niggas reach is?
There's a whole world. Keep driving. Go to Canada. They're nice there.
You know, we don't take chances anymore.
All right. Next dislike. Tanya saying she knows that if she kills Tara, then she will die as well. Like, okay, why would you do that, Tanya? Like, what? And even Tara said that, like, okay, you know what's going to happen. If you kill me, they're going to kill you, and we're still going to take your guns. So, as wrong as that is, and I said it's wrong, I thought it was stupid of Tanya and, like, selfish of her. You're the leader of this community. You dying wouldn't bring anything. It wouldn't bring anything.
Right.
So, you're saying, oh, well, I know I'll kill Tara, and then I'll die, but, you know... Yeah, you know what's going to happen there. They're still going to take your guns, and now you're not going to have a leader, and now they're going to be mourning your death.
I think it was more fear than anything. She pulled a Sasha. She'd rather go down, to show that, you know, the Alexandria people are savages. You know, they came in, they killed your leader. They show their true colors, then actually send her people out to die. Because we know when the war comes, people's going to die.
Well, she wasn't...
A lot of people.
They knew that they weren't making them come with them. So her people weren't going to die, necessarily.
Well, she said, either way, we're going to die. If we go with you...
Without protection.
We're going to die, yeah, without protection. All right, this is a dislike for me. I don't know how Nicole feel about this one. But Eugene trying to rescue Sasha. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, I have that on mine.
I mean, Sasha take the deal... You have so much respect for Sasha, so you say. You know, she was with you so long. And you're going to tell her, take the deal, just like I did?
It made me more upset when his punk ass gave her, like, wanted to help her commit suicide. To me, if you see that your friend, this person you've been living with, that you've been on the, you guys been on the road. Remember when they were on their way, well, not on their way, but before they got to Alexandria and how desperate, like, you guys went through some tough times together. Whether you were friends or ever, you know, told each other deepest, darkest secrets, you still went through something together. And to me, that means something. So for him to actually even bring her the suicide pill was like, really, Eugene? You have lost any and every amount of respect for me, for you, because... To me, that was your point to wake up and be like, you know what? I got to get this girl out of here. So I would have had more respect for him if he tried to break her out. Like, this is my friend and she feels so hopeless that she wants to die. Let me go and help her. No, instead,
but you know
get
what?
Her out.
One thing Eugene said that lets me know he doesn't think this is a bad place. He's actually adjusted to the savior lifestyle. When he said... Being here means I never have to be afraid again.
He's lying to himself then. He's telling me if Negan's walking around with that bat, he comes up and says, Eugene, I need to talk to you. He's not scared. Like, he doesn't feel, he might not feel fear 24/7, but he does one wrong thing. He slips up and something goes wrong. He can easily get killed.
I agree with you. And you know this, I know this, but obviously he doesn't feel this way. He feels like he's safer with the bullies. And a lot of kids are like that. They feel like if I hang with the bullies, I won't get bullied.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's true.
And this is like, to me, is funny. And this is a Nicole just like, Jesus, winter gear in the summertime.
So you agree it's summertime?
It got to be summertime.
It has to be.
Yeah, you know, we see people walking around with tank tops on. And then you see Jesus with a full get up, the long leather. You know what? And when I looked at it again, I just giggled because I looked at the leather gloves he had on.
Yeah, it's too much.
But you know what? Jesus don't break a sweat. You got to admit that.
Why doesn't he break a sweat?
I don't know.
It just looks so out of place compared to the rest of the characters. It just looks so, like, so much clothing he has on.
Well, maybe this is like designer outfit he bought before the zombie apocalypse.
No.
And he's like, man, you know, I'm a rock my Calvin Klein no matter what. This is the last thing I got. But I spent a long, you know, I paused the TV, walked up to it. I was trying to look for that sweat drop.
No sweat.
He got the long hair and all. And I know I said this is a like for me. In fact, I love the scene. It was a funny like for me. But it's also a dislike for me. Rachel kicking a walker and his nutty buddy. This was a big dislike for me, although it was a like, because I realized the Walking Dead don't give a damn anymore. They're kicking zombies in the balls, man.
I mean, when you're fighting, Rachel, she was using what she had.
But how did she know that was a male walker?
You could tell if it's a male walker or a female walker.
And how did she know it was going to work? I mean, that was a trained move. It's like, kick him here and do that.
I think she was just working what she had. I didn't have a problem with the scene. It's not like he died after she kicked him. She actually had to stab him.
Okay.
All right, so this was a dislike, but then afterwards, I wasn't sure anymore if it was true or not, but I'm going to go ahead and say it still. But did they, you know how when Tara had them hostage or whatever, and then the girl ran and got, Cindy ran and got the gun. Like, it was a gun hidden back there.
Yeah.
Do they not have more guns hidden around the campus? Like, you can't tell me you kept 100% of your weapons in the armory.
I'm pretty sure they have guns everywhere, but they were caught off guard.
Well, I'm wondering, so I disliked it because when Rachel was like, you're not going to leave us any guns, I was thinking, what the hell? You guys don't have guns hidden? You should have a gun under the bed here. But then I thought, who knows if Rick and crew really went savory on them and went through their houses and personal belongings and looked, collected guns.
Nicole, you went too far just now.
No, I think that's what
Rick and crew is never going to go savory.
They were pretty savory this episode.
I don't think they're going to go through the house trashing it, you know, cutting the mattress open and everything. I think they gently looked through the drawers, kind of moved stuff. Everything they took out of place, I think they gently put back in place.
Okay, but you do think they went and looked for the guns? Like, they did go look in hiding spots and stuff?
I think so.
Okay. And I would think, let this be a lesson learned to bury a gun here and there. Like, everyone needs to, like, just, you got to have them. Well, I guess you got to be careful.
Well, you never know. Just because she said, you're taking all our guns, doesn't mean they're taking all their guns.
Yeah, they might still have a few.
I mean, this is something you have to tell them before they look any further.
Right. Well, last thing I have is, when Cindy came up to Tara and was like, you know, hey, some of us want to go, but it has to be either all of us or none. And I was like, why?
They're family.
Why does it have to be all of you? It can't even be all of you. You guys, there's some kids there. So regardless, some people are going to have to stay. I'm pretty sure there's some elderly that can't fight. So why does it have to be all of you guys? I did not agree with.
I think it was more of a vote. Everyone had to vote or nobody went.
Okay. Okay. And then I didn't really like it when she thanked Tara at the end. Like, thanks for what you guys are doing. And I was like, ugh. They just screwed you guys over. I know they're going to go and try to kill the saviors, but still.
But it is for a better cause. Yeah, they're taking their guns, but they're also saving them. They're the Justice League. Now, this right here has been a dislike for me for many weeks.
Many weeks, okay.
Many weeks. And when we went back to Oceanside through this episode, you know, I almost cried. Because I could have swore Heath would be at Oceanside. I thought them ladies were going to find Heath and just have their way with him.
I was thinking about Heath the other night, too, when we were watching again.
I thought, you know, when Tara went in the house, the first house he went into before, right. I thought she was going to find Heath with a little bathrobe on or something.
Right.
Just chilling.
Yeah, I don't know who took Heath or if someone took him.
He was going to have a bathrobe on. His hair was going to be freshly braided.
I think, yeah, it does need to be a fresh braid up. But I do think as we call them, struggle braids. I think struggle braids is going to come back for the season finale. It might be, I don't know, but I don't know how they're going to bring it in. Like, if Negan had him, why is it that we never saw Negan? Or Eugene hadn't seen, not Negan, why didn't Eugene see him yet? You know, if Negan is the one that had him. And then it could possibly be, I'm going to your theory from Sunday, our Instant Cast, the garbage pail kids, or whatever we call them.
Oh, you think they have them?
Yeah, because we saw that they took Pastor Gabriel. And remember, I think Rick asked, like, what were you guys going to do with him?
So you think they ate him?
No, I don't think they ate him. But it's possible the garbage pail kids are not who we think that they are. And maybe they do have Heath. And they wouldn't know when Rick and them came, they wouldn't know Heath was part of Rick's crew.
You know, next time we see the garbage pail people, or I might just go back and look. I bet I see no little braids on the ground.
On the ground, yeah. Yeah, so who knows?
Like, they ate Heath. But that's all I got.
That is all I got, too. So now we'll go to listener letters. Remember, if you guys would like to be a part of the podcast and send your feedback in, that's dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin, and we'll discuss your feedback on the podcast. With actually only one episode left to go, we do also want to remind you that we would love a new review on iTunes. That really helps us out. There's about 50 Walking Dead podcasts, so that would help us get higher up on that list if you leave us a review and rating. All right, so first email is actually from Facebook, and it's from C-Cypher. I'm going to have Gary kind of explain this one after I read what he wrote, because it's a little over my head. Maybe Gary understood it a little more, so we'll see. But he says, this may prove to be a horrible spoiler. It could shake the very foundation of everything we find holy about The Walking Dead.
They find holy.
I love the intro because it reading that is like, oh my gosh, what is he about to tell us? All right. I believe they were heavy handed. The most would get where they were going with the show now. I have a better idea. Notice the horrible breadcrumbs they left throughout the entire show. I'll just name the elements and leave you to mix the solution. He has survivors, hilltop, up, up, saviors, big hint. Kingdom, Ezekiel, Abraham, Glenn saying, I will find you. Finally, the ultimate, Paul and Benjamin. Paul goes by another name now. Jesus. Negan told everything to Sasha. Negan is a preacher, a fire and brimstone. Old Testament preacher preparing for the second coming of Jesus. That's why Jesus moved freely in Negan's compound. Dwight was in on it. Negan is Moses in the wilderness, in his head at least. And I asked him to explain a little more, because it was a little
I get what he's
philosophical
saying.
For me. And I was like, what do you mean? This is the afterlife? And he said, no, it's worse. They're not even trying. They don't give us as humans any credit for something new. They even reuse the names. I think they wanted us to catch it like Jesus as a nickname for Paul, both of the New Testament. Gary sparked a wild question. What if Negan's reach is vastly larger than we could imagine? Humans are not about massive social experiments. Also look into the Georgia Stones, with the world population being set at 500,000. So what do you think he means by this? I do get that a lot of the characters' names have traditional names that are from the Bible.
Biblical meanings.
Yeah. King Ezekiel, Abraham, Gabriel, Benjamin, Paul, but these are just common names too.
Right. But there is some coincidence though, to have the saviors, the kingdom. Jesus, who name just happened to be Paul.
Right.
I guess if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're going to find. If you're looking for a deeper meaning, they have one for you. But I would be surprised if this is the direction they're going. Because if he's saying what I think he's saying, we are now in the apocalypse. This is Revelations. And I don't want to think that The Walking Dead would get that deep on us. But you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, all we want to see is, you know, our team win, kill some zombies. You know, that's it.
Go from there.
Oh, and Nicole want to see love making.
Love.
Relationship building. Nicole is a recruiter also. She's a relationship recruiter. She's a matchmaker.
Oh, no.
You know, that's... I don't think I want to get too deep in The Walking Dead, but they may go there and we may love it.
Yeah. Thanks, E-Cypher.
Yeah, thank you.
Next, we have an email or a Facebook post actually from Nancy. And Cheryl, I personally like this episode. I still think Eugene is trying to play both sides while trying not to get killed. With Rosita back, she may rat him out to Rick. Who knows? I like that Eugene still showed that he cared for Sasha, but was such a coward to do anything to help her. Love that Gregory was shown as pure weasel and weak by his inability to kill one walker. I think he has only been able to survive this long by mere luck, similar to Gabriel when he was introduced. When Dwight showed up in the end, all I can think of was, oh my God. Can't wait to hear Nicole's reaction about what she has to say about this, because Nicole had me laughing on her Dwight cannot be redeemed rant last episode's podcast.
Right.
You know what? Because I was thinking that this episode, and I was like, nope, Nicole, I'm not even going to go there. Like, I don't care. Once again, I don't care what you help with, Dwight. It doesn't matter. Whatever you do. Doesn't matter if you give us all the deets. It doesn't matter. Can't wait for the finale. I'm hoping to get a Shiva kill someone next week. I cannot believe he's bringing Shiva out. Like, that's just too unpredictable. It's a wild animal. Like, you bring Shiva out, what if it starts killing your own people? You know, so we'll have to see unless he sacrifices Shiva.
Well, unless Shiva is just there to protect him, kill whoever comes at him.
Okay. But then can't they just shoot Shiva and it die? He die?
So we'll see. Are you telling me I should add Shiva to my most likely to die?
Shiva might be most likely to die next week. All right. Nancy continues, for my friend shit, that would be Rachel, the little girl from Oceanside.
Right.
She took down the walkers during the invasion with ease. For who is most likely to die, I say Sasha, Tara, and Eric, Aaron's boyfriend. He had a speaking role in this episode. That can only mean one thing. We need a random death for the finale.
Yeah, that's funny.
Keep up the great work, guys. This Walking Dead podcast is still one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Now, that's funny. That we look at it like this, when somebody who don't normally speak, yeah, be like, oh, there he's dead. There you go.
Because I'm like, when has Eric ever came on one of the missions with him? Like, he never comes.
Right, I'm surprised he didn't die this episode.
I know, right? A walker accidentally killed him.
Or Rachel. Rachel gave him a kick to the balls.
I know, right? But we'll see.
Thank you, Nancy.
We have a Facebook post from Tanjala as well. Hey, Tanjala.
Hey, Tanjala.
Hi, Gary, Nicole. Thank you guys for showing me some teacher love. Of course.
Definitely.
It's greatly appreciated. I was so excited that you pronounced my name right, too. Great. People usually annihilate it. You know, at Tanjala, we made sure, like, we looked it up and, like, kind of had to figure out how do we pronounce it correctly, because it is important. So
yeah, we did.
Hopefully we're pronouncing it correctly again.
Yeah. We didn't look it up this time.
Yeah, we didn't look it up. I'm like, I remember saying Tanjala. Okay. I knew you were my fave for a reason. Oh, thank you. Yes.
We're just playing. We didn't look it up. We are your fave for a reason.
We are your fave. Yes, you guys guessed correctly that my ex is like Dwight. Oh, yes. Remember, we were talking about this, and she was saying that Dwight reminded her of her ex.
Okay.
Yeah, and she said, not only did they act alike, they also look alike, minus the face burn.
Okay. So your boyfriend like Daryl.
I was just about to say that. So what you're saying is your ex looked like Daryl as well. Daryl and Dwight. But okay. If only my divorce had been as easy as writing a Dear John letter and leaving like Sherry. Oh, I'm sorry, wow. Tanjala. I love the movie Dear John, though.
I hated that movie.
I love that movie. All right. Nicole, I'm glad that you agree that Dwight cannot be redeemed. I listened to you guys during my planning book, as I work at school. I was nodding my head in agreement and saying, yes, exactly. If someone came to my classroom while I'm listening, they would be cracking up at me. Thank you guys for doing what you do and keep me entertaining at work. I knew it was Dwight at the end of the Other Side episode. The episode itself left a lot to be desired. Translation, it was boring as shit. Or boring as hell. The show normally has my full and undivided attention, but man, I was grading papers so I wouldn't fall asleep on it. Moving on to something they need. No surprise that Dwight was at Alexandria and Daryl was ready to tear him to pieces.
No surprise. No surprise. I agree. There.
When Rick pulled his gun on him, I was like, just shoot him. You know, I was thinking the opposite. Like, when Rick pulled his gun on, I was like, oh my gosh, if I thought he was going to kill him, like, why would you take that kill from Daryl? I did think that. Like, I was like, if you're going to kill him, let Daryl kill him.
I think Tanya's going to talk about shooting for other reasons.
Well, of course, she's talking about shooting for other reasons.
She's probably still thinking about her ex. Kill him.
Do it now. No. Okay. I don't know the actor's name who plays Dwight, but kudos, he is doing a great and convincing job.
He is.
Because I hate his character's guts. Remind me of how much I hated Danny Glover after watching The Color Purple.
Right?
Yeah. I used to feel that way about Kiefer Sutherland after watching A Time to Kill, and Kevin Bacon. I hated him for years after watching Sleepers. So
yeah.
That's when you know they did a really good job. When you see their face, you still hate them for a movie. All right, she continues. From last week's preview, I thought Gregory was going to try and kill Maggie. This dude is another level type of douchebag. How are you going to try and kill the pregnant woman by literally stabbing her in the back? Then she had to turn around and save him from the walkers. He has got to go. I agree with you guys that he's going to see Simon. What was he looking at on that piece of newspaper, though? I think that newspaper was like a map. It said map of Virginia. So I think he was trying to look at the note Simon left him, which I'm pretty sure is saying, hey, go this way to get to me. And then he was probably looking to see on the map how far it is from Alexandria. Gary, I like your theory about the garbage pail kids. I don't trust them. They are really the only logical choice to be the snitch.
Right.
I agree.
I mean, they are. We know everyone else.
I don't think it's anyone from the kingdom and no one else from the plan. Eugene didn't know anything yet, and Gregory's just heading there. Speaking of the kingdom, why is King Ezekiel taking Shiva to the war? When I saw that, I was immediately like, no! Yes, it's cool to be king and own a tiger, but I really don't want to see Shiva get killed. It seems inevitable. I agree, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Because Shiva's going to kill someone, we know that. But if someone sees a tiger, everyone's going to start shooting at that tiger. That's going to be your first target.
Right.
All right, and then she wrote, I don't know what to think about Eugene. He just seems a little too comfortable. I don't know if I'd be able to trust him 100% after this. Lastly, Nicole, you had me cracking up about the dressing for the season. And Gary, when you came back with the short sets and beach gear comment, I almost choked on my breakfast from laughing. I was a little uncomfortable with the group's savior behavior, but at least they didn't kill anyone. And Tara needs to stop. Who told her they were bringing those guns back?
Yeah, that's what I said. Why didn't Tara tell them that?
Because maybe they are.
No, I don't think so.
They need to.
We're bringing them back.
I hope.
Yeah, stop it.
She goes, I hope Oceanside will just decide to join in. They worked well with the group. Well, guys, I've practically written a novel, and my work alarm will be going off before I know it. Can't wait for the full recap. The instant cast was great. I'm excited for the finale. Thanks, Tanjula.
Yeah, thank you.
Good feedback there. All right, we have an email from Chantel. Oh, so she took notes during the episode, and let's just say due to my adult beverage. Okay, two adult beverage. I mixed the mean Manhattan. My notes aren't what I thought they'd be, but here goes. Okay. The cold open wasn't explosive, but I love that we get to see Daryl on his bike with his crossbow slung over his shoulder. It was just like old times, except for that whole Negan vibe hanging over everything. I agree.
Yeah.
I love that Aaron's husband and other Alexandrians are on board to get those guns. And how badass is Aaron's husband? I think he should get this week's Ain't Fair and Shit.
Now that I don't agree with you.
I don't agree.
I was happy to see him and I'm glad he wanted to be there. And he was happy to be there as long as he was with Aaron.
Yeah, he was saying, I know that he was pretty much saying, I don't want to do this, but I know this seems like it's the only way at this point.
Right.
I thought Aaron's beard was badass. I really liked Aaron's beard. I was like, go ahead, Aaron. But yeah, Eric, yeah, nothing to say there.
Eric's still all clean shaven, dressed nice. But yeah, he showed up. He came out.
Number three, the guy gardening with Maggie is fine. Like, fine, my God. I know. That's why I called him a young Khal Drogo, which is AKA for fine. I made my hubby come look silly because he was so fine. My husband was not amused, she said. No, I agree. Like, when it came on, I was looking around. I'm like, shit, no one else is here but Gary. And I'm like, I know I'm not the only one thinking this guy looks super good. Yeah. Yeah.
You were the only one in this house.
Yes, I'm glad you said it, Chantel. When Negan called David Rapey Dave, I couldn't deal at all. Yes, that was funny.
It was.
Xander Berkeley is so good. The minute Gregory hits the scene, I get angry. He's doing a great job making us hate that character. Yes, he is. When Alexander and Oceanside got together in formation to fight the walkers, I got goosebumps. The good kind. Oceanside has to join the fight. They are too good not to.
I agree. And I think they'll show up eventually.
Yeah, but do they know where to go?
I mean, this is a small town.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if Negan has his grip on everything, they can't be too far away. And then Tara, how long did it take her? Like, they said they're 2 days out?
Yeah, okay. And who knows what she told Cindy.
But you know what? They were in the car. But we don't know how many stops they made.
Yeah, that's true. And she wrote, you guys, I hate Negan, but he is oddly sexy in this episode. What does that say about me? Am I a terrible person? Of course not.
Uh-oh, she liked the bad boys.
Yeah, you just like the bad boys. I liked Negan. I preferred Negan with facial hair. So I'm not really feeling this clean-shaved Negan, but I definitely can see how you think he's sexy.
I'm doing this conversation.
Next, Sasha had me for a minute. I totally thought she was going to try to kill herself. Then I saw her face and was like, nicely played, sis. Nicely played. Yeah, that was good. I think Daryl should be allowed to jump Dwight in like you in a gang. He needs his ass whooped, period.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Like, you want to be part of us? You got to get jumped in.
I agree.
Still no struggle rates. How long are they going to make us wait? Jeez. Can't wait to hear your thoughts during this week's podcast.
Struggle braids. He was in the shower at Oceanside. No. He didn't hear that stuff going down.
I'm sure we'll get him back for the season finale.
But man, yo, he have a lot of explaining to do. Yeah. Like, where were you?
Yeah, and they're probably not even going to explain it. He'll just show up. I'm like, Heath, we're so glad you're back. So, all right, Chantel, she had one more thing. She said, oh my God, Gary, after listening to the instant cast, I'm worried about the junkyard people. Hashtag double agent, hashtag junkyard people, hashtag trust no one. You two are the best.
Right.
Thanks, Chantel. Yeah, I thought that was a really good theory.
Because we're bringing them guns. We're bringing guns back to them.
Right, and they need more. 63 was not enough.
So the thing is, they're probably trying to collect all the guns.
Right.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
But thank you for writing in.
Yes, thank you, Chantel. And we have an email from Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
And she wrote, hi, everyone. So excited to hear all the write-ins in the past few weeks. You know I had to share my thoughts. Thank you. We look forward to it. And she wrote, I really enjoyed this episode. Love the gnarly Oceanside barnacle walkers. Actually loved the storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the way Tara handled this situation. She had to give up the info on the guns, but I imagine she was very specific about not wanting there to be an actual shootout. So her going in was smart. I think maybe she should have given her a little more time. Wonder if grandma had bad knees or something. I thought that too. When she was like, oh shit, time's up. I'm like, damn, you only got there like a minute ago. But I guess they were thinking, we'll give you 3 minutes to talk to him and then we're coming in because we don't want you killed or tortured.
Yeah, because remember, they tried to kill Tara twice.
Right.
So she didn't really have much time.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they were going to kill her again. Grandma was going to kill her.
And grandma didn't have no bad knees. She was faking the funk.
She was faking. Just like everyone's grandma. What over-exaggerated.
Over-exaggerated, yeah. Arthritis is hurting my knees. I was a little annoyed that they had to use the dynamite as a distraction instead of actually causing damage. Like on the Saviors compound. Shit, go there and blow up walls. Yeah, you're right. It was a little extra. Like the blowing up. That's why I said, what did they do all that for? That now people from miles away can see that smoke. Saviors could come.
Yeah. There was a better way.
Yes.
There had to be a better way.
And I was glad Michonne didn't pull off no crazy shot to try and get Grandma, because I wouldn't believe that. Matter of fact, I'm not so sure Michonne is ready to be the sharpshooter of the group. Just saying.
Yeah, she did just learn.
Yeah, she did learn, but I'm glad that they showed us her practicing and practicing. So it's not like, okay, now Michonne's can shoot really well. You know, at least they kind of laid the groundwork for that. Sasha, on the other hand, probably would have made a better shot, because we know since season three, she's been a good shot.
Yeah.
Also, thought it was very telling when the walkers came up, Rick yelled, "Get all the children behind us," because you know the Saviors wouldn't have cared.
Right. And that's what I was explaining to Nicole, that's why they used the guns. They didn't have time to play around with them, climb no tree, try to get a deer.
Right, right.
You know, they had to just take the walkers out.
Okay. The storyline I enjoyed was the Eugene-Sasha dynamic. I thought it was pretty brave that Eugene admitted, hey, I thought I could be like Abraham, but I'm not. I've never experienced that kind of terror in seeing the strongest people I know brought down. I just can't do it. So, yeah, when you put it that way, I understand. Like, I'm trying so hard not to judge Eugene, even though I said I lost any and all respect for him. But, I don't know. Sometimes you have to be brave.
But that's why I said that I really believe he feels safe there. That when you see, like Tiffany just said, like the strongest people taken down, you're going to feel comfortable with the people who took them down.
Yeah, that's true. And conversely, even though it seemed like Sasha was crying and pleading for a way to kill herself, I think her speech was actually all the reason she couldn't give up. So, like, I guess she's saying, like, by her even saying that speech, is just saying, like, if she's telling herself in her head as well, this, you can't give up. Because this, if you do, this is really what you'll be thinking.
Or this is what's going to really happen.
Right.
Which I still think is going to happen. They're going to use Sasha to get back at the group.
Well, she continues, my one crazy theory is that Negan is actually a little nervous now about Rick's group. I think the fact he offered Sasha a deal and didn't outright kill her is proof that he's going to try different tactics. I think it's pretty obvious Eugene would be Negan if Sasha used her beach ball size lady nuts to bring a one person ear to his doorstep. Well, shit. Even if he kills Sasha, Negan knows Rosita is out there and wonder if Rick's group is fermenting something.
Well, from what it sounds like, he already knows that Rick's group is trying something.
Yes, and that I can't wait to find out how he knows this. I found Carl and Enid discussion semi-deep. He said he remembered all the people he killed, but the ones he didn't kill too. Imagine all the times he could think of if he had just killed this one person, Governor. Countless other events wouldn't have happened. So I think, yeah, that's what I thought he was thinking. I know you thought it differently, but I kind of am on board with Tiffany. Like, I'm thinking he was thinking of all the people he didn't kill.
Well, you know, I thought that at first, but the time of him saying it, when, you know, they walked away with the guns, everything's all good, all those people got to live. That's why, you know, I think that he meant it the other way, because of the timing.
But maybe that's why he was thinking of it, because he had the shot on Negan and didn't take it. So he's probably thinking, if I had only killed Negan, we wouldn't have even been here messing with these women and children. We wouldn't need these guns.
Well, could it go both ways?
It could possibly go both ways, though.
Thank you. Let's shake on it.
Okay. Predictions. I think some of the Oceanside girls are going to find Rick's group and help them fight. Sasha is going to sacrifice herself and save Eugene. Who is the little bird? I think it's Gregory. I don't know. Because you know what? Some people were saying last week when Gregory and Simon were talking that when it panned away and it showed them kind of from far away, before it was showing them up close talking to each other. And then when it panned away, maybe they were still talking and Gregory told Simon something then.
I don't know. I mean, this is about to piss a lot of people off, but I think Gregory is going to disappoint us, and not in a bad way. I think Gregory is going to try to step up.
Oh, maybe he's going there to prove himself.
Right. Because we're looking at it as Maggie showed him up. Now I got to get rid of Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that Gregory never been there before, because he took the map out. He's looking, and he told his friend, what's his name? Tyler or whatever. Whoever the guy is, the pack, we're going on a long journey. I think Gregory's going to try to prove himself. He's going to try to help his team win, so that he's capable of being a leader.
All right. And she said, I see people saying Rick was being a porch dick about taking the guns, but not really. Them hiding is their weapon. That's why no one needs weapons on them. So I don't think he's putting them in any more or less dangerous situation. Maybe if they came and took the guns quietly, but the fact that they made all the noise, the walkers came, they blew up stuff, so there's little smoke going in the air, showing several smoke signals in the air for different people to see.
Right.
I think he did put him in a dangerous situation. I did not get a chance to write in about Bury Me Here, and I want to say that that was the most unexpected, awesome episode in a long time. I'm dying to see Jerry in action. I have a feeling he's hiding some crazy skills behind his friendly pie-eating demeanor. Yeah, that was a good episode, and I love Jerry.
I think that was the best episode of the season.
I think Richard was the porch dick of his community, but no one to admit it. That's why they let him die. Okay, that's why they just didn't stop Morgan from killing him, because they were like, oh, well, he's an asshole. He's a porch dick.
Porch dick.
Porch dick is coming back from, like, season 5, I think. Or someone calls people porch dick, or I think maybe I've heard the term porch dick. Maybe another podcast called Jesse's husband porch dick, I think, or something. I know that expression.
Oh, okay.
Also, Morgan needs to stop jump hitting these walkers. His Aikido form is pretty shaky already. Anyone ready to see Shiva bite into some throats? I'm sure she wants some meat. Talk to everyone soon. Come back, Yolanda. Singing back. Come back. Tiffany. Thanks, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiffany. We appreciate it. All right. Award and prediction. I ain't fair and shit.
This was a tough one for me because I have two people on my list. Sasha and Tara. You know, Sasha was brave the whole time. She headbutt Rapey Davey. You know, she wasn't going for the rape thing. She wasn't down for that. Plus, you know, she was still playing Eugene the whole time, trying to get weapons to take Negan out. Like, just give me something, a glass, a blade, whatever, a gun. Now, why would he give her a gun? But anyways, her plan was still to take Negan out. But my overall, you know, she was a contender. I might have to give it to Tara. Tara showed bravery going into Oceanside. And showed a lot of compassion trying to talk them down. Like trying to get them just to give up or just join us. Just talk to my leader. She showed a lot of bravery. And when Grandma took her hostage, you know, Tara was still talking shit. She was still saying, I mean, yeah, you're going to kill me, but they're going to kill you. I mean, she didn't show no fear whatsoever. So I'm going to have to give her the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award.
I'm going to agree with you. Tara, as much as I did not agree with them going to Oceanside or the way they went about it, Tara knew when she went to Oceanside, they could have killed her just on site. As soon as they saw her, they could have killed her. And then even when the grandma had her hostage, she looked up at the tree where she knew Michonne was and was like, Michonne, don't. Like, she wasn't worried about herself. She was sincerely worried about the Oceanside people. And her giving that speech and saying, come with us, fight with us, and trying to encourage them and everything like that. I thought it did show some bravery. She was the most compassionate out of the whole Alexandria crew to the people. So yeah, I ain't fair and shit goes to Tara, which I think this is her first time, maybe first or second time winning. So
it's probably our second time agreeing.
Yeah. Most likely to die.
Before we get there, who died this episode?
No one.
Damn, you're right. Well, let me think harder.
Just a bunch of walkers.
Damn, did we just have a whole episode where nobody died?
Yes, we did. Oh, Rapey Dave.
Right. And you know what? So that means I was right last week.
What'd you say? A random person?
I said extra number two. You know, I said a random person that we just going to get introduced with. You know, the guy who gave the guy.
We discussed it on the Instant Cast. Right. I said he might not be considered extra since he had a name.
Yeah. You know, most characters that they just build up right then and there. You know, and Rapey Dave, they built up for the moment, gave him a cool nickname and everything. He's been Rapey Dave his whole life. Rapey Davey.
I wonder if on IMDb his name says Dave/Rapey Dave.
Like, Rapey Davey.
You know, sometimes they give the characters like two names if they go by nickname and official names.
Right. So I think you need to give me that point.
All right.
Thank you.
I can give it to you.
Most likely to die, and I don't want Peter to come after me.
We love the animals.
But I think it's Shiva. I think Shiva is most likely to die.
Is that your final answer? Because it is the season finale.
I think so. I think that Shiva is just going to go like ape shit on everybody. Even though she's a tiger, she's going to ape shit on everybody. You know, killing everybody. And they're going to take her out. And then that's what's going to give King Ezekiel the juice. He's going to go with tear fall out of his eyes. He's going to yell, no.
And go buck wild.
And go buck wild. So, all yeah, right. My final answer.
All right. My most likely to die next week is going to be Gregory. I'm gonna actually go with... Yeah, I was going to do additional one. But no, I'll just do one. I'm going to stick with Gregory right now. I'm pretty sure they made you a bigger death. But I'm going to say Gregory when he goes over to... Whether he's going over there to be brave or he's going over there to snitch, I think he's going to end up dying.
Okay,
and maybe by one of his own people.
We shall see.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, probably while he's walking out the gate, they're like, where are you going?
right. Or someone to follow him or something.
Die instantly.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate you guys listening to us. We will be back Sunday evening with our instant cast. Remember, it's the season finale, so it will be a long episode. And until then, thank you so much.
And please go on iTunes and rate us.
Yep. 5 stars if you can.
5 stars if you love us.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a good one. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.